Jesus was Nafs al-Amara. Nafs al-Amara is not only enemy of Muslims, okay? No. Nafs al-Amara is enemy of everybody, even enemy of Shaytan. Shaytan became Shaytan because of Nafs al-Amara. If you are non-Muslim, if you are a Christian, if you are a Jewish, if you are a Hindu, or if you are a Muslim, if you are a Shia, if you are a Sunni, no matter. Nafs al-Amara wants to destroy everybody. And Nafs al-Amara will not only destroy your life here after the life of Akhirah, Nafs al-Amara will also destroy you this life. If you obey Nafs al-Amara, you could become munafiq. If you obey Nafs al-Amara, you could become shaytan. If you obey Nafs al-Amara, you could become kafir. If you obey Nafs al-Amara, you could become enemy of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this is really dangerous. We alhamdulillah Allah words of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. But unfortunately, if we obey Nafs al-Amara, if you listen to Nafs, you know these stories which I've been quoting since last two nights, Shimr ibn Sa'd, Qadi Shuray. Qadi Shuray was lover of Imam Hussein, but because he followed Nafs al-Amara, he became enemy of Imam Hussein. Allah Akbar. Now some children, they come and ask, they say, okay, if Nafs al-Amara was so dangerous, so devastating, so destructive, so why did Allah give it to us? If Nafs al-Amara was so dangerous, okay, Allah would have not given to us. It was the best thing. Why did Allah give Nafs al-Amara to us? Why it is so dangerous? It could make you munafiq, kafir, hypocrite, shaitan. Do you know what is the answer? The answer is this. Before I give you the answer, I want to ask a question. If I announce, for example, that everybody who is here, from today, I will pay you $5,000 every month. Big, young, old, man, woman. What will be the result? You will stop going to your job, right? Or many of you will stop studying. You will say, because we're getting money for free. So why have to I study? I'm studying because if I don't study, I will not get a good job. And if I don't get a good job, I'll not earn money. I'll not get money. So many of you will stop studying. Now what is the end result? The end result is this. After 10 years, after 15 years, after 20 years, maybe every month you are earning $5,000, but you are illiterate, right? You are uneducated. But if you struggle, if you go and study, if you struggle, if you go and study, work, what will happen? After 15 years, after 10 years, you are a professor, you are a doctor, you are an engineer, right? So why did Allah give us Nafs al-Amara? To take us to the higher status. Allah doesn't want to see us every time in grade 1 or grade 2. Allah wants us to see in grade 10. Allah wants us to see us in high school and college and universities. Allah wants us to see doing postdoctorate. What does this mean? This means Allah wants us to reach to the highest levels. What does that mean? My dear brothers and sisters, do you know? Animals, they only have nafs. They don't have a good power like us. We have ruh, okay? The good power which takes us towards good things. Animals don't have ruh. They only have nafs. So they only do bad things. And angels, malaika, they only have ruh. They don't have nafs. So they every time do good things. They cannot commit any sin. They cannot do anything wrong. But we human beings, Allah has given us nafs and ruh. And Allah is saying, oh human being, you are definitely better than animals. But if you defeat your nafs al-amara, you could become better than angels.
Yeah.
And these are the highest stages. Right? You, human being, better than angels, better than Jibreel, better than Mikael, better than Ismail, better than the angels, Israfil. You can become better than angels if you defeat your nafs al-amara. And this is what Allah wants from us. This is why Allah gave nafs al-amara to us. Defeat your nafsi amara. Struggle. As I said, in the worldly matter, struggle and become doctor. Struggle and become engineer. Study, struggle and become a doctor. Similarly here, struggle and defeat your nafsi amara and become better than angels. And become better than Jibra'il, Israfil, and all other angels. But Allah is also saying in Holy Quran, look, if you were defeated by nafsi amara, if you were defeated by your nafsi amara, if your ruh was defeated, if your nafsi amara was victorious, do you know what is the result? أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Allah is saying some people who obey nafsi amara, who listen to nafsi amara, who are defeated by their nafsi amara, whose ruh is defeated, whose nafsi amara is victorious, those people are like animals and even sometimes worse than animals. And we see in today's life, many people are worse than animals. When animals get angry, they kill one or two people. But sometimes we see human beings, they kill hundreds of people, thousands of people, right? So be careful, defeat your nafsi amara. And the main and lovely point is this. When Allah gave us nafsi amara, which is taking us towards bad things, towards wrong things, at the same time Allah gave us four inner prophets. Anybody can tell me who are those four inner prophets beside nafsi amara who are taking us towards good thing among the youth? No?